Welcome to another episode of Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we, two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only, not a cult. Shh.
That person putting a bunch of disclaimers in front of the episode, he's one of your co-hosts, Kevin.
And the other person that was describing what I just did there, he's another co-host as well, that's Ben.
And the dog that you can't hear right now, because she's actually being very quiet, is Shira. She's here with us as every week. And of course, there's also the candle. It's lit.
The candle is lit. And now you can't see it, but I'm dabbing right now.
I saw it. At first he wasn't going to do it and he was lying to you, but then he knew that I was going to call him out. So he did dab.
It's kind of like the ear pick shuffle.
Yeah. We also have the Red Bull. Alan Oaken's book is here. You know, all your favorites.
The Red Bull's empty, but I don't have my water bottle.
Where's your water bottle?
It's in the car. It's not rookie full. Mistake. I know. It's not full, so I didn't.
You didn't bring it in? It's just not worth bringing in if it's not full.
Yeah.
Like, it's empty or it's just, like, three quarters full?
I mean, yeah, because if you think about it, like, if it was one quarter full, like, that's still a lot of water.
That's a lot of water. Yeah. A 40-gallon water barrel.
It is. It's less than a quarter full, and it's been sitting in my car all night, so I'm like, I don't want car water.
You don't want car water. You don't want old car water.
Yeah.
So no workout this morning then?
No workout this morning. No, I hurt my foot this week.
Playing golf?
No, it was, I did it doing improv, which is the lamest thing that I could ever.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
No, so I worked out on Monday and then I had improv on Tuesday. And, you know, improv, you're up and standing and, I don't know, making weird noises and jumping around and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was the end of the episode.
The end of the episode of improv?
The end of the practice, and I was like, my foot kind of hurts. And then I woke up in the morning, and it was, like, swollen.
Oh.
Yeah. It's better now.
That's good.
But I'm still going to give it a little time.
Sure. Rest up.
This is weird. It's already off to a bad start.
Well, let's try to recover. Let's try to pull ourselves out of this nosedive and talk about what it is that we do here.
Yeah, it's usually a good thing to do is just to tell people what we do, and that gets us back on track. So the first thing that we do is a performance review.
Yep.
And that's where we look at a past episode from 2 weeks ago and see where we went wrong, thanks to the advice of our friends and lols.
Yes. Our found lols.
Our found lols.
Then we do question answering. We have gotten a question from you, the found lols. That's the laundry machine.
Oh, the laundry machine.
Yeah, it's filling with water.
Oh, okay.
That's what that noise is.
Gotcha.
Julia's doing the laundry. Hmm. Nice of her.
That is nice of her.
Yeah.
I have to do laundry today, too.
Oh. Your mom's not going to do it? Like Thoreau's mom?
No. I bet it was a little bit more intensive to do
the
laundry.
Oh, to do the laundry, yeah, for back sure. Back in the Thoreau days?
Yeah.
The Whitman days?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, man, that laundry machine really derailed me.
Get back on track.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell them about the spread that we do.
Yeah. So the spread that we do, we get a question and then there's a lot of different ways you could answer a question using the tarot. Like the classic one is the Celtic cross. It has 10 cards in it. One that I've never done, but would be fun is you just draw every card in the deck.
How does that even help?
Well, the order that they come out in, you know, that could do something.
Yeah.
We don't do those. Those are a lot. Instead, we just draw three cards, and in the order that we draw them, they represent the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money-back spiritual will guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Boom. Roasted. Book it. after that, we do the card of the week. That's a card for everybody. Lost and found lols. I'm really liking this lost and found lols because it encompasses everything.
Yeah, it's really easy. We don't have to start making carve-outs for aliens and lichen and people on the street and the roof or whatever. It's just like, it's a complete set.
Yep.
You're either, there's no Venn diagram overlap. There's nobody outside of the Venn diagram. You're lost or you're found.
Right.
And that's it.
It's perfect.
And then we have the outro. That's the part where we are changing into our towels to get into the podcast sauna.
The new podcast sauna, which is delightful, I might add.
Yeah. We pour hot water over those steaming rocks.
Yep.
Can get up to 140 degrees Fahrenheit in the sauna. I learned that last night. That's a little fact.
Really?
For you. I learned it at an improv show, actually.
You tried to push it all the way up the limit. Oh, you learned it at an improv show.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that is a fact that I learned. And then the show's over. We're in the sauna. You're wherever you happen to be. Maybe you're listening in the sauna. I don't know. Probably shouldn't bring your phone into the sauna, though.
Probably not.
That's probably bad for it.
Yeah. I feel like that would I mean, unless you have like a phone that is like water rated and heat rated.
Yeah. We'll get there. Eventually the phone will just be inside you.
Yeah, probably.
So it won't matter.
I was thinking about it at work because we had to like swipe up to get in the elevator and how convenient it would be just to have it in my finger. But people think like, oh, I don't want my company putting stuff in my finger. I'm like, probably. Put it in there.
Because they're also tracking, because then they'll put in your finger and they're like watching you when you're going to McDonald's. And then they're like, Kevin, we noticed that you've been eating a lot of McDonald's.
Yeah. Kevin, you put down that you have healthy habits on your your health insurance. That's not true.
You'll go into the sauna and will that mess it up? They're like, Kevin, you need to stop going to the sauna. You're messing up the tech.
Ooh, that might be nice, though, when you call in sick and you just go into a sauna. And they're like, oh, yeah, you definitely have a fever.
Oh, good point. Yeah. They can monitor you. That's, I didn't even think, though, about the fact that, yeah, they can monitor your temp and they know that you're lying about having a fever.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have all your vitals and they're like, well, you look fine.
Yeah, well, I'm not a doctor, but, you know, I can see that everything looks normal.
Yeah. And that's the show. And I think the show and the description of the show has already ended. And that's normally what happens too. There's some banter, and then distracts yeah. time.
There's a lot of banter. We're getting into a lot of banty-bant here on this one.
Yeah.
But we did forget to mention, and usually we don't mention it. We just talk about the outro. But stick around after the closing song because you can find some good little nuggets back there.
Yeah, the tasty morsel that we saved for last.
Yeah, the little.
Let's get into the performance review.
Chadahi.
We're in the performance review. We have some fun stuff to cover here. I'm just going to get this first one out of the way. I think we said 2 weeks ago, we said that the card of the week 2 weeks before that was strength. In fact, it was the Eight of Swords. And before that, or after that, was the Queen of Pentacles. Somehow we thought strength was the card of the week. I guess it wasn't the card of the week. That was supposed to be the card of the week where you were getting started for your job, but it wasn't actually strength. It was either the Eight of Swords or the Queen of Pentacles.
Well, it was both because we probably read them at the same time.
Oh, right. And for us, it counts double. So it was both of those. So we were very wrong on that, I guess. But maybe...
The Eight of Swords is kind of...
dark.
Yeah. But the Queen of Pentacles is good.
Yeah.
Because when we did my reading last week, wasn't it... Or 2 weeks ago, wasn't it the Page of Pentacles?
Yeah.
Or no, it was the Page of...
Wands.
Page of Wands. Yeah. And then the King of Wands. So the Queen of Pentacles is cool to have in there, too, because I'll make some money while I'm doing it.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah.
And we said we were going to save it for this week. Now you have to give us the job update.
Oh, yeah. It's good. I like the people that I work with. It's a cool office. They have coffee and stuff. It's in a cool area in St. Louis.
Good.
So I've enjoyed it so far. I think I'm going to be a real King of Wands there.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good, that was the reading. That's what it said. All right, now back to the water bottle situation.
We're really going back to the water bottles.
We're really into the sort of imperial units, metric units, gallons, liters. So we were saying that, you know, the gallon is 128 ounces, but what do people say in other countries with the liter? So Christina in the Facebook group says that in Canada, they say drink 8 glasses of water in a day. It's assumed that the glass is 250 milliliters. Therefore, we say to drink around 2 liters of water. That's a half gallon. But we don't actually say drink 2 liters of water a day.
I mean, that makes sense.
It makes sense.
It's like six in one, half a dozen in the other.
Yeah.
The thing that I liked about it, which we might have to bleep this whole entire thing out, was that Christina said that...
We're not bleeping this.
No, I'm American. So.
Ancient secrets revealed.
Yeah. That they use both in Canada.
Yeah.
And... when they're talking to Americans, they just use the metric system because it throws us through a loop, which I can confirm does throw us through a loop.
Oh, yeah.
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 It just makes so much more sense, though.
The metric system?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We should get on that, but we don't because we don't. And also, Christina had one more helpful thing to say, which is that the infinity symbol actually has a name. It's not the infinity symbol. It's called a lemniscate. L-E-M-N-I-S-C-A-T-E. Lemniscate.
Lemniscate. I'm going to try to remember that, but I'll probably keep going to the infinity symbol.
Yeah, me too. That's all we've got this week for the performance review.
Chadahi. We're out.
We're out.
Whew.
But now we're going in to somewhere else.
And that somewhere else is Queerin's Corner. Here we are.
All right. Now, this week, I'm excited for this question. We're back to our usual. This isn't a question about us. It isn't a question that we've turned into a question.
Yeah, we've gotten off the rails a little bit, so it's kind of nice
to bring it back.
It's also I think it's the first relationship question that I've had.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay. It's been a while since we had a love question. A lot of career questions.
A lot of career questions, which I don't mind.
No.
But now that I have a new career, I don't care about that anymore. And we all know it's about me.
Now you need to get some love in your life.
Now I need some love in my life. That's right. I do.
So maybe, Kevin, maybe you can learn something from this question too. This question, though, comes to us from Brad. And Brad says, I'm going on my first date in 2 years. What should I do? I haven't been on a date like that. I mean, I've been on a first date in many years. So I'm out of the game.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been like on a formal date where it's like, hey, can I take you out on a date?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say like ever.
Ever.
I mean, that's not true. Like I've gone on dates and stuff, but like it's never been like, hey, never like asked a girl out. It's always been like, hey, we should hang out. I guess that is asking her out.
That's kind of informal.
Yeah. But I'm just like cool as a cucumber, so.
Yeah. So it doesn't faze you.
And they're always like, yeah, I definitely want to go on a date with you. That's not. Sometimes it's true, but, you know. patting myself on the back.
Yeah, don't break your arm. Patting yourself on the back. Do we have some pre-advice?
Yeah, be yourself.
Be yourself. Good. Classic. Also, don't sweat it. Don't build it up in your head. It's like the first one in 2 years. But
also,
don't freak out about it.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. Just be cool like Kevin.
Speaking of sweat, wear deodorant.
Good.
Because you don't want to smell or have sweaty pits. But also, I mean, if that's one of your personality traits, then, I mean, have sweaty pits. I don't know.
If that's being yourself.
If that's being yourself.
If being yourself is having sweaty pits, then have sweaty pits.
Be true to yourself.
Also, maybe it's too late for this, but we'll give the advice anyway. This is sort of cliche advice too, but do something fun, you know? Don't just like go to a movie.
Yeah, especially if it's like a, I don't know, it depends on how you met this person, but if it's like a online dating thing, like, oh, let's go, you know, get drinks or something like that, make it like a cool bar or...
Or like go play mini golf.
Right.
So something to do.
Yeah, so you're not just sitting there like looking at each other's faces.
Yeah, because you probably don't have that much in common to talk about yet.
Right. I would not... You said go to a movie. I wouldn't go to a movie.
No. No, I said don't go to a movie.
Oh, don't go to a movie.
Don't go to a movie.
Yeah.
Like, don't go to a movie. I like your advice of not go to a cool bar or maybe even do an activity.
Yeah.
All right. Good pre-advice.
That is good pre-advice. I think we just ended there.
Just book it. All right. We're going to do a near pick shuffle. I think that we could be done, but, you know, contractually, we're obligated to do a big reading in a show, so we have to do it.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah. That's what happens when you don't read the fine print. Flip. Page of Swords. What way is he facing?
Left.
Okay. Reserved. Self-focused.
The Page of Swords is standing on top of a little hill overlooking mountains or the ocean?
I think mountains.
Mountains. I'm looking to the left, holding a sword in his hand. Kind of looks like, again, it's the page, so he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's eager to get started and eager to get out there.
Yeah. And I also feel like his head is facing left, but his body's facing right. Like he's trying to get out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
My mind is telling me no, but my body is telling me yes.
That is it exactly. So the Page of Swords, I mean, this is like a puzzle piece thing. You just put the puzzle pieces together. The page, he's at the beginning of his journey. He's just starting out. He's optimistic. Swords, this is about the mind. So this is a person who is at the beginning of this like mental journey. It would make a lot of sense in the context of this question. Brad's getting ready to go on this first date. His mind is nervous. He's thinking about it a lot, but his body is like, let's just do it. Let's just get into it and don't overthink it too much.
Yeah, that was the big thing where I'm interested to see, you know, I'm excited for the present card where, because this is about overthinking it. And I think it, like the fact that you're asking this question, I don't want to say makes it seem like you're overthinking it because you might not be, but like there definitely is a lot of thought that's dedicated to this.
Yeah, there's a lot of thought that's dedicated to it. And, you know, if this was the King of Swords, I would say that thought is well put because the King of Swords is sort of the master of that. But the page is a beginner and maybe some of this thought is kind of wasted.
Yeah, like you're going to make mistakes and things like that. So
don't sweat it.
Don't sweat it.
Here goes the present. Flip. Another page. This time the Page of Cups. Page City.
Page City. The page.
Do you think the person that Brad's going on a date with is named Paige?
That would be weird,
wouldn't it?
The Page of Cups is standing on a shore, holding a cup with a little fishy in it. Fish is popping out and saying, "Hi."
Yep.
I'm a fish. How's it going? He's holding that in his right hand. It's tilted towards the right.
Left.
Left.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And cups are about emotion, right?
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah.
You're killing it. So the Page of Cups, the fish, the thing that's going on here is like the fish is his subconscious. And it's trying to tell him something. But he doesn't maybe know what it's trying to tell him. He just knows that there's like a message.
Unless Brad is going out on a date with somebody named Paige, this is like starting to look like, hey, I know it's been 2 years, but maybe you're not ready.
Oh man, you don't think, okay.
So I don't know.
Or maybe just emotionally a little rusty.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take it. But maybe the cards are also just trying to tell him that like, you're not going to be great at it.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. I think maybe that is more of what it is. And like, it's not going to go well. It's just like, you haven't gone on a date in a while. You're starting back at square one, and yeah, you're going to make mistakes maybe, or like you're not going to feel prepared because you're at the beginning of this journey with a new person and also sort of with yourself. You sort of reset.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah. Here comes the next card. Flip, not a page. The High Priestess.
The High Priestess. So this is one. The High Priestess is sitting on a throne looking out, very adorned. She has the cross on her chest. To the left of her is a black pillar that has the letter B on it. And on the right is a white pillar that has the letter J. And then at her feet is a crescent moon. I know that I've like seen the High Priestess before, like in my research and like reading. Mm-hmm. We've never drawn it, but I know that there's a ton of symbolism in this card.
Yeah.
And which makes me want to jump to Alan while you're giving me your rundown of it.
Yeah, get in there. I don't know all the symbolism. Alan will know better than me. But the High Priestess and like the moon card itself is about the subconscious. And so the High Priestess is the guardian of the subconscious. She has this like deep insight into what's going on inside and has access to that. Whereas like the Page of Cups is got that fish and is trying to hear what his emotions are trying to tell him. The High Priestess knows. She knows how to interpret that signal.
Yeah, interesting. It's a very heavy emotion reading, like, on the back half of this.
Yeah, which makes sense when we're talking about love.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm reading here. So this scroll that she's holding says Torah, which is the five sacred books of Moses found in the Old Testament.
All right.
There's a lot of, like, religious symbolism in this.
Yeah, because she's got a cross on her neck as well.
On the columns, the letter B is for Bina, the Hebrew word indicating the loving power of the world mother.
Okay.
The feminine force of the universe. The other pillar holds the letter J for Jehovah, the father, the masculine face of divinity. Alan likes to think that the B stands for Buddha, mind, and the J stands for Jesus, heart.
Okay. Thanks, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I guess we did ask him, but like...
Her position is midway between them, telling us that she represents the middle path between these natural opposites, heart and mind.
That's so funny, though, because... Or not funny, but like crazy, because we have the Page of Swords and the Page of Cups, which are mind and heart.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
And I mean, now putting that all together, which I'm glad that we pulled out Alan a little bit earlier, is because... The cards are telling them, like, you know, you're going to want to lead with your mind because that's what you naturally do, maybe. Emotions are going to come into play, which maybe you're not that balanced yet in it, or maybe you're not, like, familiar with emotions, especially not, like, from dating for a while. So running that middle path is going to be important. You're going to get really good at it.
Yeah, I think that's great. We have the Page of Swords and the Page of Cups, and now in the future, try to balance those things rather than overly focusing on one or the other. Like, don't overthink things, but also... Don't just like go with your gut, you know, try to keep a nice balance of those things.
Yeah.
Good. That's good luck, Brad.
Good luck, Brad. All right. That was Queerance Corner. So I will say, as far as readings that a bow has been wrapped up on, mm-hmm. that ranks up there.
Okay.
Like, it pretty much just, like, tied a bow on the reading. It was all, it all made sense.
I'm glad that we brought Alan in.
Yeah.
We needed a heavy hitter.
Right.
Because he really tied up the heart and mind thing.
Yeah.
That's good. Let's go to card of week. Get some real shuffles in.
The card of the week, as the Lyles know, and it's much easier for us to say now,
the lost and found.
The lost and found Lyles. But since Ben is shuffling and I have a little bit of time, I can go into some examples of some lost Lyles.
Okay, why not?
The roofers that you're roofing with that have never heard of the podcast before.
They could be lost.
They could be lost. They are lost. They could be.
Sure, if they've never heard it, then they're lost.
Yeah. Your aunt that you suggested to listen to the podcast, and maybe she gave one episode a try, so she was found for a minute, but now she's lost again because just didn't tickle her fancy.
Maybe your friend at work who you told about the podcast, and he never listened. He was just like, okay, cool.
I did actually tell a lot of people about...
At your new job?
Yeah.
How'd they take it?
One woman that I work with was like, you need to read my tarot cards. And I'm like, that's not what I do. That's not my...
okay.
That's not my strength.
Maybe soon. Maybe it could be.
Maybe.
All right. Well, I've shuffled up, so we're ready for card of the week. We'll bring Alan back in for this one. Come on back in, buddy. Go buy Alan's book. Why not?
Yeah, please go buy Alan's book.
Here's the card of the week. Flip. The Star. Another major arcana. I bet Alan has a lot to say about this.
Probably. There's a lot going on with this card.
Yeah. It's a good one.
The Star is a woman, a naked woman, who has two pitchers, and she looks to be pouring out one of the pitchers into like a reservoir, and the other one is getting poured out onto the ground, and it's kind of fracturing into four different paths. In the sky above her, there's one big star. It's yellow, surrounded by seven other stars. So there's eight stars total. And then over her right shoulder is a tree with a bird on top of it. Looks like a flamingo or a stork. Alan will probably tell us. Worth noting, she is facing left.
All right. And that makes a lot of sense based on what you're about to read.
Wait, and it looks like she's walking on water. Revelation is the primary principle. The Star card is traditionally associated with the act of meditation. It speaks to us of a quiet, reflective pool, one in which we can see the image of our higher self surrounded by the waters of compassion. It is a place of rest after the more difficult experiences associated with the two previous cards. In the tarot, this watering is accomplished through the grace of a woman, as the female form is usually associated with the nurturing actions of the soul. The lady is naked, indicating the purity of truth we find when we have earned the ability to see into ourselves. The small pond represents universal consciousness, the reservoir of all knowing. The surface of the pond ripples with the action of the meditative mind. A continuous flow of water comes forth from the higher jug she holds in her right hand. This is the inspiration from above, bringing its life urge into the mind of the querent, while at the same time watering the land, life circumstances surrounding the person. The sacred bird of ancient Egypt, the ibis,
there we go,
is atop a bush. This is the symbol of the god Hermes, messenger of the gods. Mercury is the mind, and as the ibis is not in flight, the card shows us that the mind has come to rest so that the true meditation and reflection may take place.
The theme of this episode is all about like mind and heart.
And balance.
Yeah.
And the star itself? Question marks, says Alan. This is the symbol of the radiant energy of the universe, which gives light and life to all aspects of creation. This energy is available to the querent if he or she knows how to use it.
Well, you read a lot of things, but I think what comes out of it is one, balance, which has been the theme of the show, and two, reflection.
Sounds good.
Okay. So this week, take a break. Think. Think about how things are going in your life. Think about areas where you could balance heart and mind more. Reflect on that. And then next week, you'll do even better.
Even better.
Boom.
That was card of the week. Book it.
Another one.
Another one?
Another one. episode. Like another episode. Oh. We've done it.
Oh, I thought you were doing like a DJ Khaled thing. Another one.
Yeah. Well, that too.
It's in the books.
Yeah. That's it. It's over. It's ending. This is it. We're just coasting at this point on fumes. We're just like downhill into the driveway.
We're landing the plane.
Yep. It's over. The wheels are coming out. Put your tray tables up. Put your seats in the upright position. If you have any trash, we're going to come around and get that.
Yep.
Put your computers away.
Turn off all cell phones.
Airplane mode.
iPads, things like that.
All right. Thank you very much this week to Brad. Good luck on the date.
Way to go, Brad. Proud of you.
Thank you very much to our lols, especially our found lols.
But let's not forget our lost lols, and let's have a moment of silence for them.
Not a cult. Shh.
You can find us at amateurtarot.com. There you can find old episodes, and you can also type in a question for us to be read on future episodes.
Yeah, be like Brad. We also have a phone number, 314-325-6047. You can call or text that number today, immediately, right now, and get your question to us without going to the website.
Even another place that you can ask questions and do a lot more fun activities like respond to memes and post memes and talk to other lols
is performance review content.
Performance review content, absolutely, is in our Facebook group. And you can find that at facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot.
Kevin has Twitter. It's at @scoutstarot. One day, he'll post something there.
Yeah, I have like 10,000 years to do it, so.
We'll get there.
Ben has a website called I'mMakingAllThisUp.com. He writes blogs about how to balance your creative life.
Balance. Theme of the show. Good. We are on iTunes. That's probably where you got the show. And the thing about iTunes is that iTunes is hungry for ratings. And we can get more popular. We can find more lols. More lols can find us if you give us a rating and write a short review about what you like about the show.
Now we're at the last part.
Item number 9.
Pulling in literally at the station right now. Yes. And item number 9 is thank you to. And this week, I want to say thank you to gymnastics.
Okay.
I feel like the show's been all about balance.
Oh, that's good.
So and you got the balance beam. You got the balance beam and gymnastics, or gymnasts are usually just balanced.
Centered.
Yeah.
That's good. All right.
All right. Spoiler alert. Magic is real. Is Pluto back?
No.
Oh.